All right. You know what day it is and you know what time it is. Yes, you are listening to BBSRadio.com and this is the Inside Hour with your host, Leonard Horowitz, and the co-host, Reverend Roxy Hampton. Yes, 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 we are into it. And without further ado, I'm going to bring on the man. I'm going to bring on the man of the hour who tonight is going to do the invocation, because you know we can't start this show without giving it up to the Creator. Dr. Lynn, are you there?
Reverend Roxy, thanks so much, sister.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time, we bring you the Insight Hour, an hour of insight that deals with the world's worst news as well as the world's best news. And Reverend Roxy's absolutely right. Before we get into any news, we got to give it up to the boss. So, without further ado, Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you for everything from the food that we're eating and the air that we're breathing to the water that we're drinking, drinking up your love, your vitality, your energy, your frequency of divinity, so that we're so blessed, so fortunate to have you in our hearts, guiding our lives. We, your righteous, stepping out into this master performance that you've laid out for us as the master conductor, master composer of this universal orchestra, singing love songs, manifesting us in your reality, and we humbly submit to your guidance, your love, your manifestation of this divine frequency vibration for the manifestation of glory, not agony. We praise you for the replacing of agony and fear and loathing and war and poverty and pestilence. We praise you for replacing that with sustenance and prosperity in all ways. We praise you for the faith in our hearts that is the key to open the door, to unlock your love on our behalf. And we praise you for giving us the musical notes to sing your praises leading up to the concert that shall bring you more glory, more praise, more loving hearts than any event in history. That's the concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O. June 19th to the 21st, 2009, we ask for a special blessing on all the people that you're bringing to administer and perform at this concert of all concerts, where we're going to baptize the planet with your love in your water. Your holy water, your Holy Spirit is going to enter more powerfully than humanity has ever known. And we praise you for giving us the revelations and the music that shall sustain us into the 1,000 years, maybe 10,000 years of world peace. We're not so keen and so bright as to know exactly the time and the place and how extended your glory and your presence on this planet is going to be with us, but we have a suspicion that it's at least 1,000 years, if not eternity, that we shall dwell in this house of the Lord forever and ever. We praise you for your glorious love and support, your cherished blessings, O Creator of creators. We praise you for all of the life and sustenance that we're living, and we praise you for this program. May your words be our words, our lips yours, our hearts connected to yours, and our minds reflecting your communication skills and your intuition, so that every single person listening to the Inside Hour tonight, Heavenly Creator, gets a full measure of your blessing, with nothing left out, nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, as we ask you to help us deliver it on earth as it is in heaven into these spirit-filled bodies that are begging and joyfully accepting your love and your glory and your guidance and your holiest, highest measures of faith and trust. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you, and in your name, Yod Heh Vav Heh, we have faith and trust. Amen.
Amen. Oh, my goodness. I guess we can get into it now, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess the main business for the evening's been handled. So
yeah, so now we can say, Oklahoma.
Yeah, right. That's a topic of discussion tonight.
What is it? Where the wind goes rushing down the plains. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, go for it, sister.
No, that's all right. We don't need to go there.
Yeah, it sounds great. I haven't heard you sing for quite a while.
But we are going to talk about Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know, I have some glorious news. It just came by my desk. It was the most important news this week, and it's a celebration, really. It's about time that humanity, and particularly, you know, the middle states, you know, with a rock. We are the rock. Central America, Chevy country, you know, comes out with the most wonderful blessing that they could administer into the political arena in this election year. The state of Oklahoma, get this. If you haven't heard this news, get this. This is wonderful. Second session, 51st legislature, 2008, a House Joint Resolution 1089, claiming sovereignty under the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States over certain powers, serving notice to the federal government of the United States to cease and desist certain mandates, I add, which are genocidal, and directing distribution of the mandates shall cease and desist. Whereas the 10th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States reads as follows, quote, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people. And whereas the 10th Amendment defines the total scope of federal power as being that specifically granted by the Constitution of the United States and no more. And whereas the scope of power defined by the 10th Amendment means that the federal government was created by the states specifically to be an agent of the states and the people. And whereas today in 2008, the states are demonstrably treated as agents of the federal government. And whereas many federal mandates are directly in violation of the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and I add, are genocidal. And whereas the United States Supreme Court has ruled in New York versus the United States 112 S Circuit Court 2408 1992, the Congress may not simply commandeer the legislative and regulatory processes of the states. And whereas a number of proposals from previous administrations and some now pending from present administration and from Congress may further violate the Constitution of the United States. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives and the Senate of the second session of the 51st Oklahoma Legislature, that the state of Oklahoma hereby claims sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States over all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government by the Constitution of the United States, that this serves as notice and demand to the federal government as our agent to cease and desist effective immediately mandates that are beyond the scope of these constitutionally delegated powers, and I will add, such as mandatory vaccinations and tuberculosis skin tests, demonstrably genocidal agendas to sicken and enslave people pharmaceutically, that the government of the United States of America shall cease and desist such genocidal mandates. That a copy of this resolution be distributed to the President of the United States, the President of the United States, and the Senate of the United States, the Speaker of the United States, House of Representatives, Speaker of the House, and the President of the Senate of each state legislature of the United States of America, and each member of the Oklahoma congressional delegation. And this has passed its third reading with 92 voting in favor. Only three, saying no. It has passed and shall go on to the Senate for a similar vote and ideally a bipartisan acceptance of, I believe, the bravest state legislative act that has come in the last 300 years. What do you think, Reverend Roxy?
Dr. Lynn, all I can say is God bless OK. God bless Oklahoma. Somehow or another, it seems that this state of mind within our union has not lost its Godhead, has not lost its true mind, has really seen, has looked to D.C. and seen and has experienced that which every other state has experienced, and yet it takes one. Now, I thought it was going to be Hawaii. They say the first shall be last and the last shall be first, but here we go. Let's go with Oklahoma. And when you think back to the late part of the, how you say, 1800s in terms of how Oklahoma was founded, for them to rush, like Oklahoma Sooners or Laters, to rush to this judgment as they see it is to create that force that now cannot be ignored. Now, I don't know how the mainstream media is going to ignore this. Do you have any idea how they might just be able to ignore this one?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I haven't seen anything come out on mainstream media. I mean, I haven't been searching for it, but to me, this is something that should be clearly on every headline newspaper, every television network, that you have a state that's virtually told the federal government of the United States to go to hell and stop killing people.
Now, I want to ask a question here, and I never wanted to play the devil's advocate, so I'm not going to do that now. I'm just going to ask the question that comes to my mind. In any way, shape, or form, have we heard from the people of Oklahoma as to how they feel about this piece of legislation? Have we seen any visible demonstrations from the people or exhortations from the people within Oklahoma? And could it possibly be because of the involvement of our Homeland Security and the FBI, CIA, and the DIA, and all the other A's all climbing into bed together, that this could be an exercise in a potential event that then one president has to back down the state, just like back in the 60s when Orville Faubus or whoever it was standing there saying, I ain't going to let these Negroes go to their school. You see what I'm saying? And it was a test case, and Robert Kennedy was able to come down with the federal people and open up the schools and advance civil rights. So I just am trying to get to the point, and I hope that maybe somebody out there in the universe has heard and can give us some intelligence as to how the people of Oklahoma feel about this.
You know, it's like I'm right now looking at a Google search on that resolution, Oklahoma resolution, and I'm through the first page with about 12 citations. Not one mainstream media citation. So it has not come to the mainstream at all. There's the Free Republic, Op-Ed News. On page two, you still have no mainstream media. None whatsoever. Now, isn't that a indication of the suppression of the mainstream media's obligation under the Constitution of the United States for the freedom of the press, for the press to be doing its job and alerting people and educating people as to what the issues are of the day? This is the most critical issue that I think I've ever seen come through a legislative body and so esteemed that we are absolutely now considering the realities of the mandates and the manipulations of the populations by the federal government of the United States to be required to cease and desist, that we the people and the states that are our agents now take control and demand the cessation of the genocidal manipulation. And I think that this is, again, it's a part and parcel. I'm now on page four. I see no mainstream media lodging in as of yet. Now, isn't that something?
I find that to be a little bit interesting. Is there any way, since you're sitting in front of a computer and I'm sitting in the middle of the jungle, that while we are talking, that you possibly could go to the Oklahoma legislation page, go to their state government page, and see if you can get the news of the day? Because it should at least be news in Oklahoma. You see what I'm saying? Now, today also is the anniversary of Watergate. Did you know that?
Well, that's appropriate, isn't it?
It is appropriate because it is there for all of us who know, and for those who don't know, this case is still open. The assassination of JFK, the assassination of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, and all the leaders of the 60s, there is no statute of limitations when it comes to murder, she wrote.
Yeah.
What I'm going to say is that I smell an entire state playing agent provocateur. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to go right now, stand on it by the men. Now, you know I'm the one who can see things as I see them because I lived an experience. It goes all the way back to COINTELPRO, you know. And
yes, and you have a tremendous amount of wisdom and historic understanding. You've studied so much for so many years. You know, nothing would surprise me, and let me just say this. You know, what this is ultimately required for the globalization initiative, what's called the New World Order and the One World Government, to actually evolve. You've got to have, as it says in the Protocols of the Elders of Sion, way back in the 1700s, when it was released around 1776 with the formation of secret societies that are still heavily powerful, that they said that they would create a rift between the governments of the nations and the people, and that the people would clamor ultimately for one world government, one group of virtual banksters coming together with law enforcers, with military weapons producers, and declare that we're going to have one world government, one world peacekeeping force, such as UN, and we're going to eliminate the national boundaries. So, you know what? You know, I would pray that this is pure, that this is an excellent indication that not everybody is sleeping, and that there are American people that support and financially fund the election campaigns of good, true American and loving-hearted, reasonable people who say enough is enough, it's time to stop the genocide, and let's vote for this House bill from Oklahoma to assert the 10th Amendment to the Constitution that decrees our sovereignty and the agency for the people, of the people, by the people of the United States federal government, shall take control, take orders from the people, we the people. You know, I pray that that's pure, but it, as you say, you know, you always can smell rats. Wherever there's a legislative person, most of them are lawyers. Wherever you see a lawyer and you see a lawyer operating, you can tell that you're dealing with a rat, because by the time they get through school, if they make it through school, they've already sold out. It's kind of like the doctors. They've already bought into the Rockefeller-directed academic training indoctrination, culturalization, the American medical culture. Then they become a Manchurian candidate, where they have a license to kill in their hypnotic stupor. And all you need to have them triggered by is a infomercial such as Precipro, or the patient comes in and says, I saw on television that this is a new drug, can you prescribe it for me? And now those with licenses to kill do the killing. And that's the hypnosis of academic medical training paid for by the drug industrialists. That is the orientation and the actualization of a population reduction campaign that is most profitable, using drugs and pharmaceuticals that are addictive, as well as causing side effects that ultimately enslave the population to this global cartel, the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. And so it doesn't surprise me what you're coming up with, and I think that we always have to be, though loving of heart, as discerning and wise as serpents. And so that this is what we really need to look at is, you know, what you're bringing up, I think, is a valid consideration given the lunacy and the Babylonian hypocrisy in which we live.
Dr. Len, I think I heard a beep. Is someone out there on the line?
Who's beeping Inside Hour?
Oh, my God, sorry. Yeah, I'm here. I'm on the line.
I hear you in the background, but you're very faint.
Tech people, can you bring that line up? Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi, yeah, I'm just listening. It's my first day in, and I've read a lot of his material. Dr. Horowitz, could just keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, sister. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from New York. My name is Miriam Snyder. I sent you an email with my website. I found one of the major players, and I did a website on him. It's endorganizedcrimeuniverse.com.
Wonderful. Yeah, what did you find in a nutshell?
Oh, forget it. This is Bush's legal advisor. It's Boyd and Gray, and he's also a lawyer for the pharmaceutical industry. He has a multifaceted conflict of interest, deadly roles. He works as a pharmaceutical industry as an attorney. He's a major researcher. In fact, I've got the pictures with the induced cleft lips on babies. He's a researcher there. And they actually have it under his name, induced cleft lips. You see all those crooked lips with the babies being born?
Yeah.
You're not getting my email?
You know, I get about 1,000 emails a week, and I'm so swamped. I wish I had 3 clones.
Send them to me.
Send them
to Reverend Roxy.
Send them to Reverend Roxy.
Reverend Roxy is right on my alley.
Reverend, let me have it. I'm a prayer warrior, too. I have prayer war. I'm glad to know. Good. I stay on my knees praying because this is beyond, like I said, it's multifaceted. It is demonic, satanic. Give me your email, Reverend.
I'd love to give you my email. My email is Raisin, RAISIN, _Cane, CANE, @ Juno.com.
CANE?
Yes, @ Juno, JUNO.com.
That's Raisin_Cane, @ Juno.com.
Okay, let me just give you my email, too, in case, because,
You can click my show, Mission Possible, underneath the BBS radio.
No, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. I'm not on the...
Oh, you're not on the net. Okay,
I'm not on the show through that.
Oh, you're on the phone. Okay.
Right, yeah, I saw his number, and I grabbed it, and I said, I'm calling in. I have a whole web page with his...
Well, we want to know you, so you just contact with me. It's not that Dr. Len isn't going to get to you. It's just that sometimes he's so busy and on the road that he leaves.
And I was overwhelmed to find out how he was helping the entire community in Baltimore. You've got to see my Baltimore information, how
okay.
They infiltrated the medical system there. I mean, wow, it's just...
You know, when Baltimore comes to mind, my friend, Brother Bay... from the D.C. Baltimore area, is a very wonderful black activist. And, you know, I can remember back also Zoe Hieronymus used to have a fabulous radio show and still does. She's a brilliant woman who just keeps banging at the issues as well as always delivering a spiritual blessing along with the political revelations. So years and years ago, I remember dealing with Baltimore with those wonderful people. You know, Baltimore is a tragic place given the fact that you're dealing with Johns Hopkins University, which is like the lion's den of the African-American genocide.
Worse than the University of Rochester Medical Center in New York?
Yeah, that's pretty bad, too. I mean, it's not nearly as bad as Johns Hopkins. I have a postdoctoral fellowship that I finished at the University of Rochester in New York.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
You know, the energy's low there, but it's not nearly as low as in Baltimore, Johns Hopkins, and that ghetto.
Well, I mean, I found this information, they took over the whole Maryland medical system.
I remember hearing from people in the community that they were spraying the toxic melathione and the Advil 1010 allegedly for the West Nile virus there, and the people that they were spraying were getting sick. And it's a human intoxication program that Johns Hopkins is really at the center of it. If you remember a couple of weeks back, the doctor what was his name, Juling, medical doctor and his wife, who's the nurse attorney, who came out and said that the vaccines cause autistic spectrum through a secondary genetic predisposition. And that was false, misleading. He's from Johns Hopkins. The late, great Jonathan Mann's wife, and Jonathan Mann, the AIDS czar for the World Health Organization, that was killed along with about 14 other top AIDS researchers directly after Mann had heard me confront Robert Gallo at the 11th International Conference on AIDS in Vancouver, and then his wife was a hepatitis B investigator at Johns Hopkins. Then they get on a plane about a year later, and the plane goes down, killing all those people en route to the European AIDS Conference. And what's really critical about that, from my perspective, is here you had a man, kind of like myself, you know, he was engaged in the system, and he was personally responsible for educating a lot of healthcare professionals, as I was. He, of course, was much more. I had about 30,000 healthcare professionals that I trained personally between late 89, 90, and 93, late 93. So in like three and a half years, I trained about 30,000 healthcare professionals. In OSHA regulations, I used to routinely recommend a hepatitis B vaccine because I was an idiot. I was a complete brainwashed fool. I was a mind-controlled slave of the public health system because I went through that hazing process. And I hadn't woken up yet. I was hypnotized, and I hadn't come out of my trance yet. And Jonathan Mann came out of his trance, and he quit the most esteemed position at the top of the World Health Organization, the AIDS czar for the World Health Organization. He quit, and he said, this is just before he got on the plane, just really, literally, you know, weeks before he got on this plane that killed him, he said, far more than a medical issue, AIDS is a socio-political imposition. In other words, it's genocidal, it's man-made, it's created to make money, to profiteer off of humanity's suffering. And they took him out because of the power and the truth that he was speaking.
Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, one of their main plays, there's so many I couldn't get on, but I stuck to this one, and I'll even, you know, I'm sending her the information now. Are you online, Reverend?
No, I'm in the middle of a jungle, but I will get online.
She was, I'm jealous. I want to be in the middle of that jungle.
You know, I gotta say this, caller. We've got to get back to business because I have a guest that's waiting, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy what we get ready to talk about because it's a lot more about what we're talking about.
Reverend Rossi, go for it. Who's our guest
But before tonight? Before we do this, let's do a little house cleaning and a little bit of bad bill paying. Tell everybody who makes this responsible and who's responsible for this broadcast and how they can help us continue broadcasting over BBSRadio.com.
Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Roxy, for taking
care. And then we'll bring on our guest.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for the opportunity. You know, folks, again, this program is all our work in educating, edifying the congregation, waking people up to the truth, not only the bad news, but also the great news that shall set us free. And the sustenance that we're receiving financially is coming about first because of the great creator that we have. With nothing missing, nothing broken, we can manifest everything with that faith and trust. And sure, we have that. But you know what? You play a major role, too. Absolutely, we depend on every single one of you listening. And everything you buy through HealthyWorldStore.com or by calling a toll-free number, I'll give you in a minute, goes to support us, sustain us, keeps us going. And we greatly appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Where would we be without you and without your financial support? And yes, you can make donations too, but you know what? From the very beginning of when we set up our organizations and the LLCs, the companies, and nonprofits, and really they're all nonprofit. You know, we play the game in Babylon, but the reality is that we're working for the Creator and we know it. And so it's ultimately a service, it's a public service, and we understand that, and we also appreciate the fact that you're contributing so that we can continue to bring you the best healthcare products, the best educational materials. And really, we're fighting for you. We're fighting for the Creator in Babylon, You know, our organization, as I understand it, right now is the only organization in the United States that's still fighting in a legal venue for your right to exempt from tuberculosis skin tests. We're the only organization and ministries in the United States that are funding that project in Hawaii right now with Attorney Gary Zamber, and we've got some other things that we're going to be advancing this fall that's going to, I believe, re-cement, just like Oklahoma stating enough is enough, cease and desist the genocide, that we're going to do the same thing to restore our religious exemptions and freedoms to choose sanity versus hypocrisy. So healthyworldstore.com, the books, the tapes, the DVDs, the CDs, and I would urge you right now, if you haven't read about it, go to oxysilver.com. If you want to know how to save a lot of lives and make a lot of money, and that's, you know, it's nothing wrong with the green stuff. Here's a little tip for you from a Hawaiian kahuna. Never look at U.S. currency in the black. Turn it over. Always view the green, the 528 hertz frequency of love radiating off of that currency, water flow, the currency of love is flowing through that money. And if you look at it, affirm what you're reading on it. We are one on the $1 bill. We are one. And in God we trust, not hypocrisy, not lunacy, not U.S. federal government insanity. It is in God that we trust. Never look at the black. Turn it over in your wallets. Turn it over in your pocketbooks. Always when you open your wallets and pocketbooks, view in God we trust. We are one. We are all in love in the green of 528 hertz frequency. There's a little tip for you from a Hawaiian kahuna, a wise, holy person. And it's a simple little blessing. There's nothing wrong with being blessed in all ways, including financially. So help us, sustain us financially and with a lot of loves and prayers. We ask for your prayers as well as your financial blessings and giftings. You can go online to healthyworldstore.com and you can make donations there if you like. And it'll sustain us in our litigation and our defense of your rights and your religious freedoms. And it will also bless you because we have life-saving products, particularly the latest and greatest is this OxySilver. Definitely check out the website. Make yourself aware of this opportunity to save lives and be really supported financially and in all ways. The toll-free number to call is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's a toll-free order line. And a lot of information is on the Internet. We've got a ton of websites set up now. Every issue that you want to discuss, from whether it's the Real Da Vinci Code, love, therealdavincicode.com, to the upcoming concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O, the event that this planet has been looking forward to. Everyone who has any sense of sincerity about spirituality longs for the unification and the divine human communion that is about to take place through this concert for the Living Waters. So we're building up for that. We're inviting musicians and concert organizers and everybody who's got a like event planning background. We need your help. And we're starting to really ask for a lot of support, and we have a lot of people stepping up because of it. So please make yourself aware of liveh2o.org. It is our grandest of all projects. With your blessings and love and the Creator's guidance and likewise blessings, we're going to manifest this holy spiritual baptism of all the planet's water as well as all the planet's people. You're a body water carrier. Your body should be well hydrated if you're drinking enough good pH-adjusted 8 water, drinking water, pH of 8 adjusted drinking water. Should be about half of your body weight converted to ounces per day of good, pure, pH 8 adjusted drinking water. That means you'll be well hydrated. Add some structured water so that your DNA can sing, not just lay there like a bump on a log. You want structured water. About 20% of the water that you should be drinking should be structured. And then what's going to happen is you're going to have about 85 or 86% of your Holy Spirit-filled temple is going to be water. And that means you're part of the triune God, water, the creative juice. Go back and reread Genesis. And these are the now the technologies and the understandings for us to walk through this valley of the shadow of death where so many brothers and sisters are going to be decimated and depopulated, and that we're going to march triumphantly using the waters, using the crystal clear waters. And check out OxySilver, check out LiveH2O.org, get into water, understand it, understand what it's made of, hydrogen and oxygen, those miraculous elements and how they operate within your Holy Spirit-filled temple, because that's the only knowledge you need medically in order to maintain your health, sustain your health, recover your health, rejuvenate yourself, stay young. Just feed yourself with the holy water. And there's great ways to produce it now. We've got a water energizer. We've got music from Goldman, et cetera, et cetera. So go online. HealthyWorldStore.com is the main store. www.HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com. And then also toll-free 888-508-4787. Reverend Roxy.
Yes, Dr. Len, brilliant as ever. Oh, have I got a surprise for you.
All right.
Okay?
I'm waiting.
One reverend on the inside hour is incredible, right?
Yeah.
Two reverends, if I was to introduce to you two reverends on the inside hour, that would be absolutely miraculous.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And
I love miracles.
If I told you that you were getting ready to have a conversation with three reverends, would that blow you over?
I'm blown. Just being with you is a mind blower and a heart opener.
Well, listen to me. I'm getting ready to put on Reverend Paul and Reverend Roger, and they're going to introduce themselves. I ain't using any last names tonight because we're getting ready to talk about something so wonderful, so incredible, that I'm just going to give the phone over to my guests. Sit back, Dr. Len, for a minute. They're going to read something to our listeners. You ready?
Yes.
Moreover, the Lord said to Moses, also take yourself quality of spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, as much sweet-smelling cane, 250 shekels of sweet-smelling cane, and 500 shekels of cassia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary of the hin of olive oil.
Hey there, Leonard. Dr. Leonard, it's Roger Christie here.
I figured it was my brother, Roger Christie.
Aloha, my friend.
Aloha, my brother.
Pleasure to join you on this beautiful full moon night as it rises over the Pacific Ocean, the ocean named for peace.
Privilege to have you, Reverend.
It's our night in the month to make the holy anointing oil. So,
oh, what a blessing. Wonderful.
So we've opened the beautiful book to Exodus, where it points this recipe out to all that have eyes to see and ears to hear. And they can follow along and make the recipe for themselves, so they too can be christened with the holy anointing oil of Moses and the christening oil of Jesus. And now we can understand with the Hebrew dictionaries, which define the sweet-smelling cane for us, and some Bibles call it the fragrant cane, and others aromatic cane, that we know it's cannabosum, or cannabis, has been the missing ingredient for hundreds of years.
So I want to give you a little bit of background on Minister who is speaking with you right now. Roger Christie's got a background in research, and he started a career looking at files in a military office. You were a military officer, correct?
Dr. Lynn,
yes.
We're going to finish this scripture, and then we're going to interrogate.
All right. Go
okay?
for it.
Hold on a minute.
Our moderator here wants us to complete, so...
Go for it, brother. Okay. Roger.
Let's start from the top here. Take 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much sweet-smelling cinnamon, which is 250 shekels, and 250 shekels of sweet-smelling cane, which now we know is cane abosum or cannabis, and 500 shekels of cassia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin, H-I-N, of olive oil. And you shall make from these a holy anointing oil, an ointment compounded according to the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. And I particularly love this line where it says, this shall be a holy anointing oil throughout your generations, which means now and forevermore for everyone.
Yes. That's beautiful. Now, again, give us the part of the Bible that you're reading from.
Exodus 30:23.
Exodus 30:23.
Yes, indeed.
Beautiful. And then did you have to? Now you have a really old Bible there, don't you?
This one was just handed to me. It's new to me. It's a New King James Version.
Aha! Uh-huh, because the one that you showed me in your ministry headquarters was very old.
That was a family Bible from the 1850s.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, magnificent Bible. This is where you pointed out the scripture to me previously.
Yes.
And then you've done substantial research in this field, haven't you?
I have, and it's my pleasure to purchase Hebrew dictionaries, and I own three of them right now. And one of them is very precious to me because it has an illustration of the cannabis hemp plant in it. It's called the Living Torah by Rabbi Arya Kaplan. And he was a prolific author, and he passed away about 20 years ago. But in his beautiful Living Torah Hebrew-English dictionary, he says that cane abosum is cannabis in the recipe for the holy oil.
Okay, give that again for everybody to listen up now. This is the source of the understanding that the anointing oil of Moses was made with cannabis as one of the ingredients. Give us the citation again.
Well, one of them is from the Living Torah, and that's by Rabbi Arya, A-R-Y-A-H, Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N. And in his beautiful book, he describes cane abosum, K-A-N-E-H-B-O-S-M, which in English is very often translated as fragrant cane or sweet-smelling cane. But, of course, that's not an ingredient. That's just a vague term. So Rabbi Kaplan interprets cane abosum as cannabis hemp. And Eleazar ben Yehuda, who is the founder of the Academy of the Hebrew Language and is known as the person that revived the Hebrew language in the early 1900s and really brought it back for in common usage, he created the Academy of the Hebrew Language. And in his beautiful dictionary, he says the word cane abosum is hemp from the cannabis plant. So, and also Webster's Hebrew-English Dictionary confirms that the word cane abosum is marijuana. So we have three which triangulate that position, and lo and behold, when we make the holy anointing oil with the cannabis as the fragrant cane, we've had it as a topical sacrament, even heal severe cases of gangrene, which is commonly known as incurable. So we know we're on the right track with this, and we're blessing people and anointing people every single day.
That's beautiful. Two comments that I'd like to make. The first was, I thought in that 1800s Bible that you showed me that the word hemp was in that verse. Is that wrong?
The word hemp is not in that particular version. As a matter of fact, in English, all the English language Bibles that I've ever seen, it either says fragrant cane, which is a vague term, or aromatic cane or sweet-smelling cane, which are vague terms and are not ingredients per se, or it says calamus, C-A-L-A-M-U-S. And calamus is a lovely herb from India. I use it every day for its memory-enhancing properties and its cerebral function, but that is also not the interpretation of three Hebrew dictionaries which I own.
Oh, very interesting. Okay, the other thing is, now, assuming that you're right, the Mosaic law at the time of Jesus, of Yeshua, would have compelled him as a highest level rabbi to make his anointing oils according to that recipe. Would that be the case?
That's right.
Right. So basically, that's very, very fascinating work. Roger, do you want to give folks a contact number for people to connect with you for more information?
Now, before we get to that, because I'm feeling this, because what I'm doing here is setting up a later date for us to talk to each one of these men individually about what they do. Do you think that we might be able to do that in future Inside Hour shows, Dr. Lynn?
Of course, Reverend Roxy.
Of course. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to introduce Reverend Paul to you, because I'm here and I met him through my feet. If you could imagine. Could you explain to them what I'm talking about here, Paul?
We provide a sort of treatment that does a detoxification through ions that increase the capillaries in your feet to draw out toxins, as it were, heavy metals of all kinds of nasty stuff and parasites even that come out of your feet. And first stumbled upon this treatment for myself, and I at first was kind of skeptical because of the stuff that came out. It was incredibly nasty. I mean, red and globs of metal and stuff like that. And we've actually utilized a strong magnet to see if the particles that are coming out are actually metals. And yes, they do attract towards the magnet. Now, they just come out of your feet, and you can actually attract it with a magnet. So it's kind of good for me, I would think. Wouldn't you want to remove any metals or toxins from your feet or from your body, as it were, just by sitting in some water and 30, 40 minutes later having pea soup in your feet? And the best thing about it is once you get out of the water, your feet feel like the best clean that you've ever felt.
Now, I know you're familiar with this process, Dr. Lynn. This is the one like you have at home where you put the ball in the water?
Yes, yeah. You know, I know that the fellow who first designed the first unit and patented that unit, and I can tell you from him, the original developer of that unit, and it's not necessary to say that what you're talking about is not happening, but it was never designed as a detoxification unit in that regard. The Q Spa, we've got one in the Steam Vent property in Hawaii, is meant to connect you to a universal frequency vibration, virtually a divine frequency vibration, and that it uses the water, recognizing that the universe is full of water, our bodies are full of water. And if you want to get a vibration into a human being, maximally have it be optimally effective, you'd want to use water. And so that's what that little ball is that we have in the Q Spa. And I know the person who developed that, I talked with him at length about it. And then what happened was his idea got out, and there were a lot of people that developed knockoff products to it, and then a lot of people said that this is what's happening, is that the water is turning brown or black because you're pulling toxins out of your body. Well, according to his statements and his expertise, he says that's not really what's taking place. He says what's taking place mostly when you see the junk that apparently seems to be coming from the feet, he says the vast majority of that is chemicals that are actually in the water themselves. And when you place the frequencies and the plates, electrodes into the water molecular structures are changing and the chemistry of the water is changing so that the toxins are actually dropping out of the water mostly. So, you know, there's that, and then there's a bunch of research that is suggesting that what you're talking about is actually happening as well. There's, in fact, I saw not that long ago, an infomercial on television where a company has prepared little pads that go under the feet, and then you pull the pads off after a few hours, and they're full of black and brown toxins, just like you're describing. There's no question in my mind that the foot and the reflexology points all over the feet are a map of the holistic body. And that it wouldn't surprise me, given the fact that how many people have such smelly shoes, that they're detoxing through the sweat And that's what the feet are supposed to do. Furthermore, if you really think of it in terms of common sense, the most healthful thing that anyone can do to recover health or to stay healthy is to walk barefoot on the fresh morning dew on the grass. And what you're getting then is a connection through the water, through the green frequency vibration of 528, which is the frequency of love at the core center of the universe, and then it's basically grounding you so that you're actually, your energy is going right through Mother Earth, through the water, through the green, and it's actually vibrating your body water likewise. So that, you know, the concept of using the feet as something, you know, as a gateway to the body and as a way to help restore the body is absolutely certain in my mind to be one of the most important and neglected areas of healthcare.
Well, this is what I'll say about that. I know I put my feet in that water. And I'm telling you, Dr. Lynn, I put my feet in the water twice. And I saw different things at different times with the same water. What I will say this is that Sister Sativa put her feet in the water. And when she went home that night, she even had a exit boil that, that listed. So we knew that something had sped up within the body. And I think that it's a combination of both, and that I would tell everybody this when it comes to that, is whatever you can do to encourage good health, do it. And that's why we're fighting so hard in the government and everything. Reverend Paul, one more question. I'm going to bring Roger Christie back on, Dr. Lynn, so you two can schmooze a little bit too, okay? But I wanted to give Reverend Paul an opportunity to tell people how they can get, because he also does good body work, and he's here in Hawaii. He doesn't mean anything, but if you're visiting Hawaii, you can do this. Reverend Paul, tell people how they can reach you and tell them what else you do.
Well,
quickly.
Provide a whole holistic type of approach to the body, acupressure, Qigong, Lomi Lomi, also polarity and other energy work. Accompanying with that, I've used some herbal and aromatherapies to enhance one's overall well-being and health, and clearing their mind and removing them from the stress of every day. And I can be reached at 808-982-4645. And I do a whole slew of things. I can't really nail it down because every person is different, and I can approach the needs of the individual as we need to at the time.
Got good hands, Dr. Lynn. Can't wait for you to get back here and try them out.
You know, I just can't wait. You know, it was funny the other day you mentioned this.
I'm going to bring Roger Christie on.
Yeah, folks.
Come on, we got 5 minutes. Can you believe it that an hour has almost gone by?
Yeah, you know, let me tell you a little something that happened to me last week.
Okay.
And Reverend Roxy will attest to the fact that I was so exhausted on Tuesday night. I had just gotten done doing a seminar on Tuesday night in the West Palm Beach area, and I asked Reverend Roxy if she wouldn't mind doing a prayer even. I was completely wiped. It was 12 midnight on the East Coast, and I had just got done doing 4 weekends in a row. But on Monday morning, before that Tuesday, I had gone in to get a massage of my good friends in South Florida, Cherry at Celestial Spa in near Orlando area, had invited me over to her spa, and she got her best masseuse there to give me some real deep body work. And I'll tell you, Reverend Roxy knows that I haven't had body work for quite a long time. And when you don't have body work, that is, you don't physically nurture your own body in some meaningful way. That is, like, you know, doing lymphatic massages. I'm not talking about like a pornography scene here. I'm talking about really loving and nurturing your body, giving your cells that all has this army of genetic material, cells that have their own intelligence, that have their own consciousness. Every single cell, every single water molecule carries consciousness. Dr. Emoto showed us that. So it's part of the divine, and so are your own body cells. And to the extent that you're not caring for yourself physically and nurturing yourself, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, all those cells, what they get is neglected, and toxins build up. And so here I went into, after for many, many, many months not having any body work done, she worked on me on Tuesday morning, I'm sorry, on Monday morning at 8:30 to 10 o'clock, I got a 90-minute massage. And I got off the table about that time and felt lousy. Like, after a massage, you usually feel great. Well, I'll tell you, I started to spill toxins out because basically that's what the polarity and the energy work and the deep muscle massage, purging the deep fat cells and connective tissue cells of all of the trauma and the stress that we take on, most of it in our own minds.
Dr. Lynn, guess what?
Go ahead first. Go, sister.
It's almost time to end this. You know, we got Brother Don Nikoloff coming on Evident Footprints. But before you go, I'm just going to take the liberty. Don, you're just going to have to understand. I got to put Roger Christie on to say hey to you and to also tell the people. And I want to have a show with Roger Christie. He's running for mayor over here, too.
I know. Roger, get on here and tell people how they can support you.
Hey, Dr. Leonard. Yeah, we had a great success politically here a few weeks ago where we were able to persuade the county council to vote against the Green Harvest marijuana eradication program.
Oh, that's wonderful. Get those federal bandits off of the holy land of the Big Island.
Truly. Well, the success occurred, and 1 hour later I left the mayor's race as a candidate because that was the purpose I was running. So it was a great success for me personally, and I think the Big Island is going to feel the blessings of more freedom and constitutional respect in this coming long season and hopefully for the many years to come. So it's a pleasure to share the airwaves with you and your listeners. I look forward to seeing you in person when you return here.
Yeah, I miss you, Roger. I can't wait to see you again.
God bless, my friend.
Aloha. Love you. Thanks for doing the work that you do.
Dr. Lynn, was that a good show?
Oh, your surprises are wonderful.
Well, let's let Brother Don get to his. Are you back in Idaho?
I'm back in Idaho now.
And how long will you be there for?
It's going to be a challenge. I've got to be here and then go to the East Coast in about 3 weeks. I head to Montreal, and then I go to Massachusetts for a couple weeks, then I go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and then I go in August. I believe I'm on my way to Africa again, to Uganda, where we have a very important project that I can't talk about yet.
Okay.
But then I think I'm also confirmed to go to Lebanon.
Oh, good.
And so
maybe you'll take Reverend Roxy with you.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you call me Reverend Roxy, and maybe we can coordinate that.
Okay. Well, say goodnight to all our listeners.
Hey, good night, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. Love you so much. Keep up what you're doing, your growth from your heart. Let that light flow. That's where it belongs, in your heart, radiating the Creator's love. Love you. Bye for now.